Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to the show at 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Let's go to Rick in Montoursville. Hi, Rick. Thank you for your patience. We appreciate it. Welcome to the show.
Sure, no problem. Thank you. My take on the NCAA is I think if they find anything that's wrong, that they should just probably give Penn State probation, because why hurt more people? Let's face it, if you knock out a season or games, look at the just the people that – like the vendors that depend on their, some of their live ticket holders to away games and things like that. I mean, that's hurt a lot of extra people. You know, why hurt more people?
Well, I think the domino effect that you're talking about is certainly realistic, because what would happen is that if you were to do that, you would affect hotels who would probably have to lay off staff. You would affect restaurants who would probably have to lay off staff. The vendors you mentioned at the stadium, the various fundraisers that go on at the stadiums. I mean, there's an entire group of individuals down below that do fundraisers at the stadium because they're selling during the course of the game. I mean, there's a lot that goes on and has a greater effect than just trying to prove a point to the world that you care. Penn State's already proven in the last 7 months how deeply they care. The question now is whether the NCAA wants to take additional steps, but they have to wait for Penn State's response first. But you're right. The ancillary damage, I mean, at some point, the question has to be asked, how much flesh do you want?
Right, exactly.
I mean, you have to ask that question. In other words, he's been fired, he's in trouble, he's in jail. The university's been slapped around. The athletic department's been slapped around. And you know what? At some point, you have to ask the question, okay, number one, the victims are first and foremost. So let's never forget that. I am not in any way forgetting that.
No, but I think I agree.
The individuals involved, though, are the ones being dealt with. And
right.
I think after that, you have to ask, well, gee, you know, how many pounds of flesh do you really want?
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. I hope that answered your question, Rick. All right. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
Greg sends us a message on Facebook that says, it's the Steve Jones Show Facebook page, if Penn State takes down the statue, are they going to give back all the millions Joe Pod donated to the university over a much longer frame duration than of the scandal that he allegedly covered up, although the cover-up was not proven in court, he puts in parentheses. Should be interesting to see, don't you agree?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they want to do with it, and I have no answer to that at all. I have no answer to that. I don't know what they want to do or what is, you know, or what they think is the right thing to do. I do know I've gone past it now, boy, how many times in the last 5 or 6 days. Part of this was because of the arts festival, but the number of people visiting it grew exponentially Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because the statue is not only outside Beaver Stadium, but it's also at the entrance I go in for Medler Field, Lebronto Park for baseball. So that's why I saw it. I see it all the time. And with the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts going on and the People's Choice Festival in Bowlesburg going on last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, more people were in town. And they had to put up a traffic unit there to keep everybody moving along because of the number of people that went and visited it over the weekend. I think a lot of people would be very surprised at the number of people that were there over the weekend. What to do with it? You know, that's the university has to make that call as to what they want to do with it. And I just sit, wait, and whatever they decide to do, move forward.
It's an interesting thought, though, about the remembering how much good was done as well.
Oh, look, obviously, that's been lost in all of this. But, of course, the tragedy with the victims in this case is unspeakable. Unspeakable. Now, are all the answers out there as of this point? Let's be fair now. Are all the answers out there yet? No. Free Report did everything they could to put together as comprehensive a report as possible. But Dr. Free himself, at the beginning of his press conference, did make the point that Coach Paterno wanted to cooperate, but that Joe's deteriorating health and then subsequent death, and obviously they couldn't speak with him. Obviously, Tim and Gary are two individuals that have their trial coming up, so their attorneys are going to tell them, I'm sorry, but we advise our clients not to speak at this time with their trial coming up. So you don't have those perspectives to put certain parts of this into context if there is a context. So that part still is gray. Sarah Bartlett in the news, bottom of the hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Then more of your calls at 800-795-9565.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Which is on the road today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. Go to LenapeSolar.com. We are sitting in the air-conditioned expanse of the Eastwood Field broadcast booth. See, and Eastwood Field, by the way, will be the home of the New York Penn League All-Star Game this year, next month.
See, now this is the time where tweeting would be good, because you could snap a photo, tweet the photo, and then we'd all see what it looks like, because I would venture to say many of us listening have never seen that field before.
It's beautiful. It's very nice. It's 6,000 seats. It's chair backs for the vast majority of it until you get to left field, and they have bleachers in left field. But the lower level's all chair backs. Then it's all chair backs all the way around until you get to the left field corner in the upper area where it's bleachers. They have a picnic pavilion in right field, a two-level picnic pavilion, which is very nice.
Love picnic pavilions.
And, it's very family-oriented in here. They also have a huge concourse area that separates the upper from the lower area here, so there's plenty of room for people to walk around. And they have their own fun zone for the kids in the left field corner, which includes a slide and things like that, and areas where they can jump up and down with the inflatables and so forth. And the field itself, the bullpens, the State College bullpen would be in left field. The fence is lower there, and the Mahoning Valley bullpens and right field fence is lower there. So the bullpens are actually behind the fence. So hitting the ball into the bullpen here is a home run, as opposed to the bullpens at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, which are in foul territory, and the bullpen at Williamsport, which is in foul territory but not fenced in.
And speaking of that, you will
be is fenced in.
You will be at historic Bowman Field on Sunday. I think it's a 5:05 start Sunday.
I will be at historic Bowman Field on Friday and Sunday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it's a Friday-Sunday. Wow. I didn't realize it was two. I knew about one.
It's a four-game series, and what they do in the Sawbuck series is that they alternate playing back and forth. So Thursday will be at State College, Friday at Williamsport, Saturday at State College, Sunday at Williamsport.
So if you head up to the Crosscutters game on Friday or Sunday, wave to Steve up in the booth.
Yes, wonderful, yes. And then we will do the show, of course, in Pennsylvania after the next 2 days. And then we will take the show to Norwich, Connecticut next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Dodd Stadium, former AA stadium, by the way. It used to be the Yankee affiliate. So we'll do the show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday there next week. And then on Monday, August 1. I believe that's August 1, correct? That makes sense?
No. I think that's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I think Tuesday's August 1st.
July 31st, then.
Actually, no. Wednesday would be August 1st.
Okay.
Tuesday would be the 31st. Monday's the 30th. All right.
Okay. I'll do the show from Lowell, Massachusetts.
One of those days, anyway.
At La Lasher Park. I know what day of the week it is, though. So I'll do that from La Lasher Park. So the show will be in 4 states in 13 days.
Well-traveled
traveling
show.
Road show. Is well-traveled show. And then I'm not going anywhere for a while.
No. Yeah, go back. You had said the Sawbuck Series games. I've heard that promoted in the league several times, especially on teams' website. What's the whole setup with those Sawbuck Series games?
Well, it's the rivalry between the two. And, of course, the Sawmills of Williamsport and, of course, Buck, of course, the Spike. You know, Buck, Sawbuck. That's how they came up
okay.
with it.
Okay, all right.
And you know, it's just it's more of a pride thing than anything gotcha. Else. They do a series. They do a series of things involving players where they do like a Sawbuck Olympics beforehand. You know, who can eat ice cream faster, things like that. Just you know, to entertain the crowd. They'll do that before the game. They'll actually do that more in Williamsport. They don't really do that in State College. And I think Williamsport is a really nice mix. They're a well-run franchise. We've had Gabe on the show before, and I think I have great respect for him and Todd Bartley, who does their radio. He does a really great job. So I really like the franchise, and I like the fact that they're close enough. I really do wish that there were two more franchises in this league that were Pennsylvania-based franchises.
You know, I think I'll give him a call. We should probably have him on Thursday before that Game 6, 7, and 8 there.
Ooh, Gabe?
Yeah. No, Todd.
Todd? Yeah. Todd? That'd be great to have Todd on.
We'll set that up for later this week.
He does a super job. And, of course, we're working on Rowdy Gaines, by the way, getting him on the show. Kevin using his expansive Olympic connections to make that happen.
And asking if I could tag along in his suitcase. By the way, Sunday is in Williamsport is Bloomsburg Community Night, Muncie-Hughesville Community Night as well. So if you live in any of those areas, check local businesses there for tickets to the game, and you can go see the game on Sunday between the Spikes and the Cutters.
It'll be a 5:05 start. 5:05 start on Sunday. 7:05 on Friday, by the way. But I enjoy going up there, and it's a beautiful ride. It's the one thing that you find that when you're traveling through our part of the country, I love the countryside. I remember that I made a couple trips into Sunbury. Of course, one I went down to Hummel's Wharf to Susquehanna Valley Country Club to play golf with Kevin and Drew and Mahone, and we had a great time. We ended up winning a bunch of things, and Kevin took my gift certificate and bought himself something really nice.
And, thanks, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. And you know, but I've, you know, and then I went to Lewisburg to speak to the Penn State Club there. You know, and I drive up back and forth to Williamsport, and we live in a beautiful part of the country. I mean, whether it's the towns or the farms along the way that you see, I mean, the corn is just exploding right now everywhere you look because the way that, you know, we had the rain early and now it's been warm, and the corn just flying up there. I mean, it's a beautiful ride up to Williamsport, just like it's a beautiful ride into Sunbury. You know, whether you're going to Sunbury or Danville or Milton or Sealands Grove or, you know, whatever it happens to be. It's beautiful areas to just go into, and the drive is just gorgeous. Then you go up and you call a baseball game, and you drive back, and you know, this is the back and forth between the two. And then I'll go to New England for the 6, and that will be the last, I think, well, there's a 3-game Williamsport series, I think, in August, I want to say. But when I finished with the New England part of it, and, of course, I picked that because my mom lives there, my in-laws, you know, I've got a lot of people that live up there. Aunts, uncles, cousins have already contacted me about the Lowell series. I think they're looking for tickets. Just kidding.
Wait, you have an aunt up there, did you say?
That's how we pronounce it in New England. I don't say aunt.
Just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
No. That's how we say it. There.
I know. I've heard you do it before. I've heard you do it before, and it always makes me chuckle. So I had to say something this time.
We say aunt. We say aunt. It's the way it is. You know? It's what we do. You know, it's how we speak, my man.
Well, speaking of baseball, the Phillies fans can be a little bit optimistic, not because the Phillies have actually played decent the last couple of games, but the Phillies are going to offer Cole Hamels some money. The report is 5 years, $120 million at least.
Wow. Big offer.
There's also a discussion that it might be, it might even go as high as 150. If he were to go on the free agent market, then it could be an upwards of 150. But the Phillies looking at right now 120 million.
Okay. And in terms of the Williamsport thing, I have a 2-game series up there.
Right.
In August. And that's the last time I go. And it turns out they play in State College on the 1st and on Labor Day. So that's what the other 2 games are. So, yeah, that's how that's going to work. So Labor Day, let's see, this Sunday, they play a Sunday game, and then they play Labor Day. And those are in State College. They have 2 more up there. So, that's after I get through the beginning of this month. The 30th will be the last game, really last real road game I do until that 2 games at Williamsport. That's it. So you got to tolerate this for 2 weeks. Well, you're even going on vacation next week. Where are you going this time? Bermuda, Bahamas, what?
Honestly, I think we're going to go to Ricketts Glen State Park for a day or so and just take day trips around.
Great. Sounds fun. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Maybe go to a ball game.
Good. Up to Williamsport, take your boy.
Yeah, I think we're going to go up Sunday. We have not been up yet this year, and it's I went a couple of times last year. I think we're going to go up on Sunday and see the Spikes at 5:05. That sounds like a good night.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a great time. Now, Daniel doesn't qualify, but Boomer's Mad Dash goes on Sunday night, and that's where you can run with Boomer after the game for kids 12 and under. And I know the kids love to be able to run the bases at a ballpark that's bigger than the one that they normally play at.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's always one of the big promotions you have at any ballpark, including Bowman Field. So you may want to bring the kids with you Sunday.
Right. And we're getting more likes on the Facebook page. We like that. So you want to jump on the Facebook page anytime. And if you notice, we've been answering questions not just off the phone line at 1-800-795-9565, but we've been answering questions off Facebook. And we've been answering questions off the email as well. If you know, we've been taking questions from all sides and all angles on this. So Facebook, email, you know, you want to send us something on Twitter, you can. And also, of course, by calling in at 1-800-795-9565. I mean, at least the Phillies have their entire team back. They have Roy Halladay on the mound tonight against the Dodgers. Ryan Howard homered last night. They have now won 3 consecutive games. They are now 10 games out of the wild card. It's a long way to go, but there are 2 teams that, you know, the Red Sox almost have their team back. They finally have Ellsbury and Crawford back, but they don't have Pedroia. So they're not quite there yet.
Well, you know, Steve, we just talked about the deal that Hamels is reportedly going to look at is about $120 million over possibly 5 years, the way things look right now. How long does that deal stay out there? Let's say the Phillies continue to play well and get themselves maybe under 10 games in the wild card. Do they keep offering Hamels until they can finally sign him right up until maybe a day or two before the trade deadline?
Well, I think the offer is out there until Hamels rejects it or says yes. I mean,
do they continue the process, though, or do they, even though they're getting close to maybe breaking double digits for the wild card, do they, you know, go ahead and try and get what they can out of him if for some reason he doesn't take the offer that they have?
I think they have to make a big decision as to whether they can re-sign him or not. I mean, if they get a feel in the contract negotiations they can't re-sign him, then you do deal him because then you at least get something for him. If you get a sense that you have a shot at signing him, you keep working at it, and I would still keep him as part of the franchise because I think this guy can be your ace for the next 5 to 7 years. I mean, he can be your ace up until about 2018 or 19. You know, he's only 28 years old, and you know he's going to be worth a lot of money. He's left-handed. He's quality. He's won the big games at the big moments in his career, MVP of the LCS, MVP of the World Series. That's why somebody asked me about David Ortiz, whether he's a Hall of Famer. I says, of course he's a Hall of Famer, for goodness sakes. Hey, has anybody in the last 10 years hit home runs at the right moment that he has?
Well, the Phillies have less than 2 weeks, really, to decide what they're going to do because they're going to need time to shop him around because we're 2 weeks from the deadline now. So they're going to need some time to shop him around. They're going to have to get something done, I would think, somewhere by next Wednesday. And if that doesn't happen, then, you know, try and get, as you said, get something out of him beforehand.
Well, I think you have to get a feel, though, that even if you don't sign him, you have to get a feel that you're actually in the neighborhood of signing him. If you get the feel in the contract negotiations that they just don't want to talk to you, then deal him. Part of it has to be, you know, you have to really use your gut on this and get a feel as to whether you can make something happen even after the deadline.
Do you think 120 over, let's say, 5 years is enough to keep Hamels from leaving?
Well, you're talking about an average of $23.8 million.
I mean, Lee signed a six-year 120 during free agency, so this is, in essence, more money, a shorter deal, but it's not the Johan Santana, like, almost 140 over 6 years.
But I'll go back to this. This is a tough call. I mean, I think it's enough? I don't know. I would think on the surface it seems like enough, but, and we've talked about this before, Santana's a perfect example about why you don't offer a pitcher a six-year contract.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, and I say that in all seriousness. I mean, if you have to pick any position on the field where there's a breakdown, it's there. And that's a big investment when you're not sure you're going to get all 6 years out of somebody. It's a big investment on somebody that, you know, that consistently may not be a 20-game winner for you. I mean, that's why that the extra years, unless it's a club option, I would never put extra years out there. I wouldn't go more than 5 years on him, and I wouldn't go more than 5 years on any position player. Baseball's different than football. When you look at Drew Brees, for example, $100 million contract over 5 years, $20 million a year. But $60 million of it's guaranteed. And, of course, it's front-loaded with $40 million this year. But in the NFL, you must make the team. He has to make the team in years 4 and 5 to get the money. In baseball, if you sign a 5-year contract, you're getting paid all 5 years, no matter what. 1-800-795-9565, Lenape Solar Hotline. We'll continue with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this. From Sealands Grove to Montoursville, dance. And everywhere in between. Our number 1-800-795-9565, Lenape Solar Hotline's open. The Sudbury Motor Studio on the road again. You know, we've had a fair amount of road time in the past week or so, and we'll have a fair amount of road time the next 2 weeks, and then we'll stabilize that out and hang in the Sunbury Motor Studio after that. Not a bad place to hang.
I've noticed, though, that everywhere you go, there's at least air conditioning. That's convenient.
I'm a veteran campaigner.
Although it was an air-conditioned Friday, I must say that. There were 7 fans that were blowing on you, I understand, but no air conditioning.
Nope. In fact, it was even raining. It rained a little bit. So,
Well, I wanted to go back. We were talking about Phillies players and possibility of Cole Hamels signed or traded. There's also been some discussion that Jimmy Rollins may be one player that the Phillies would look to move. if the Dodgers are indeed looking to upgrade at shortstop. But the Phillies have two issues with that. One, he's got a three-year contract, $33 million through his age now. That could be a little bit of a stumbling block for the Dodgers. And I'm not sure what the Phillies have at shortstop to fill in for him if he does get traded.
Well, first of all, they do have Freddie Galvis. They will. I mean,
they will eventually.
It's a 50-game suspension, and that's his natural position anyway. What he did, why he did it, I have no idea. But when 50 games is up, 50 games is up, and you play ball again. Okay? So they will eventually have him, and shortstop is his natural spot. Fielding-wise, it actually will be an upgraded shortstop compared to Jimmy Rollins. At the bat, it won't be, but I'll tell you right now, Rollins to me is one of the truly great disappointments in this entire season for the Phillies. When they needed him to step up at the plate, and they needed him to be Jimmy Rollins MVP, he has had really an ordinary season to this point. If the Dodgers want him in a deal and the Phillies can get three really good prospects out of this, I would move him.
Well, the Dodgers also are interested in Shane Victorino, and I think he gets moved before Jimmy Rollins does.
Oh, I think so too, because anytime they've talked to various teams, they've been looking at center fielders. So that means they're looking to move Shane Victorino. So, I mean, if I look at Jimmy Rollins and Shane Victorino, I'd move both of them as long as I know that the package I'm getting involves prospects I have confidence in. You know, nothing's an absolute. I mean, I look down here at this particular level. There are a couple of guys I see at this level that, you know, I saw a kid the other night, Luis Mateo, 22-year-old right-handed pitcher who's now 4-1. Opposing hitters are 143 against him. If I am talking trade with the New York Mets, as an example, I want his name put in there. Now, is it an absolute he'll do well down the road? No, but I sure do like the way he looks on the mound. And he's two levels above where he should be right now. He should not be at this level. He should be with Binghamton right now in Double A. But you're looking at guys, certain guys in this league, Tyler Nyquan, who's out of Texas A&M. First-round pick of the Indians, good-looking prospect. Brandon Nimmo, first-round pick of the Mets, good-looking prospect. Okay? I'm going to see the Marrero kid out of Arizona State at Lowell next week. Everybody tells me he's a good-looking prospect. So there are some prospects along the line that if you make a deal with somebody, if you're careful about it, you can pick up somebody along the line that can make an impact in your franchise maybe 2-3 years from now. That's what the Phillies have to be looking at. And I would not be afraid to put Jimmy Rollins on the table and would not be afraid to put Freddie Galvis at short when he got back.
Shane Victorino, though, my suggestion to him is start looking for a little plot of land out in L.A. this week.